Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
People of blue-green space dander.
Wait, no, what do you call it?
Oh, yes, Earth. The following podcast is not real.
And not only is this episode not real, but it's a recording of a live show at the Brava Theater as part of the San Francisco Sketchfest during that break between seasons.
So where does it go within the overall timeline of the show? That's a great question. If you'd like to watch a video version of this episode instead of just listening to it, where you can see the expressions of all those innocent audience members rethinking their choices, an entire visual recording is available to Patreon subscribers at patreon.com/magictavern. Will this be what finally gets you to become a Patreon member? Frankly, I don't think you have it in you. Prove me wrong, and sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern! A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, hello, stranger. Don't worry, I'll keep you safe. Here's everything you need to know. 9 years ago, or almost 9 years ago, here's the only thing you need to know is I'm bad at math. A little over 8.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King. Well, wait, no, actually, that's not true either. Because apparently, we've been notified recently that the Burger King is closed. And I've been notified via Twitter within the last week that an actual demolition order has been approved. So what I'm saying is, if at some point the podcast just stops coming, we know why. But for whatever reason, right now, we are still getting some kind of Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift that I used to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, where we all are now, in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How's my work wife?
Do you consider me your work wife?
I think so. When we're at work, this is work, right? It feels like work.
Huh, that's... That's just the kind of thing a wife likes to hear.
No, honey, no, sweetie, please. I'm sorry dinner's cold. You know, last night when I came home late and you were sitting on the steps swirling a glass of wine and dinner was cold?
Yes, swirling a glass of wine.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah. Arnie, did you notice things seem a little weird? The tavern seems bigger than usual and it feels like we have a foon moon.
Oh, a foon moon. Is that when the moon is slightly out of focus?
Yes, exactly. It's you can almost touch it. Do you think I could grab that? Arnie, you think I could grab the moon?
Yeah.
How much you want to bet?
Five coins. Whatever currency we use.
Okay, let's see here. All right, let's get the can you get the tavern locals hyped?
Okay. Chun, before you run, I need to. There may be something wrong. When you jump, the top half of your head, like, leaps up higher than the rest of your head.
Yeah. No, that's. I'm shifting to make me more aerodynamic.
Okay.
Also, how much do you think the night sky costs? Because I don't want to break the sky.
Yeah.
I don't want to break the night sky. Yeah, I won't touch
it. Okay, good work. Yep.
I'm not gonna fucking touch that. That's too high. But it is a foon moon, Arnie.
Yeah.
And foon moons can cause some pretty weird shit to go down.
Okay, like?
Oh, boy. Like, well, I have your phone here, and if people were to email me at chuntwith6t@gmail.com with questions, some of those emails may not go through.
Because of the foon moon,
uh-huh. Arnie. The foon moon, yes.
So what you're saying is, if at any point tonight, if something doesn't pay off...
It's probably the foon
it's
moon.
It's the foon moon.
Yeah, Arnie, listen to me. I'm out of breath. That's probably because it's a foon moon and no other reason.
Chunt, we got up off of our stools and walked over there. That's the most action we've had in months.
Well, I've had sex.
Oh. Well, it was are you oyster. Open to follow-up questions?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Ask away.
You said it was an oyster.
It was an oyster.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know what questions to ask. So do you like just... I feel like any question I ask is going to reflect poorly on me. Does it lay on top?
Arnie, foon moon.
Foon moon.
Foon moon's affecting you.
Yeah.
Did you say what? Does the oyster lay on top?
No, do you just like dip? I don't know what.
Dip the tip. Yeah, Arnie.
Okay.
If you go to an oyster's bed, you dip the tip.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little lemon.
Little lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It stings at first, but you get used
to
it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's just a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you... And you just get a little...
That's briny.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Can I just sit in this for a minute. Don't
okay.
ask. Okay. But you know what? Speaking of... You know, there is someone who we could ask about their sex life.
Oh, yeah.
Our other co-host, do you know, sometimes it's easy to forget, it's not just the two of us.
What?
I know.
Who? Mundle the Grundle?
Well, okay, here's the thing. It's not just the three of us. So let's bring out here our other good buddy who we love,
yes.
Even though we sometimes forget he exists.
I want to say Titanic Tony.
Titanic Tony. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Usador the Blue.
Magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fiangyalak, known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hookstanges. Shut up. And known throughout the northeast as Gasmanius Maestar. And lo, though I have many secret names, there is only one I can utter aloud. that will cause me to freeze time, appear on the moon, and then reappear here and unfreeze time. And that name is... Why did you think you knew it?
That person was so confident.
Well, now I'm not going to do it.
Oh.
Lunar Cesius! And I'm back.
What?
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
You know how it's a full moon and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard.
Don't make it obvious you're looking, but what the fuck is that?
I know.
Usador. Don't make it obvious you're looking, but what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
I think it's just the full moon, personally.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like fish head, human body. It's giving me a thumbs up.
Oh.
It's giving me two thumbs up.
How often can you say a fish has given you a thumbs up? And to be clear, you just had sex with an oyster.
Yeah, yeah, not often, I'll say that.
Yeah, congratulations.
Usador, how's your sex life?
Oh, delicious. Very good, very good. Doing all the things that you do.
Oh. Now, famously, you and Jen Levia turn yourselves into food and then feast upon one another?
Well, I'd say there's more to it than that. There's mutual respect, there's admiration, there's a commitment, and then we transform ourselves into a giant rack of ribs, and each of those racks of ribs sits there stoically waiting for something to happen because ribs cannot move. And then I transform myself into a giant bat, and the bat eats the ribs. And then the ribs are defecated from me, and we turn back into ourselves and are satiated.
Did you put a Z in satiated? Satiated? Arnie!
Food moon!
Food moon!
Also, I sometimes forget, I don't think wizards really understand what sex is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's that now?
Huh?
Nothing. Just I was just saying you're probably really good at sex and it always makes sense.
Very good. Very good at it. Yes, yeah. All of the things that get bigger and all the things that get smaller.
Yeah, I also don't think he knows what sex is because he says he's always got blue balls.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay, checks out. Huh. Me, he was right. He was telling the truth.
If you doubt my wizardly prowess, then let me do this. Eroth, Trelong, Karath, Eroth, a bird!
What? Usador, was there a dead bird in your robe?
A dead bird in your wizard sleeve? Not a euphemism.
I mean, it wasn't always dead.
Did it go in dead?
I'm going to say no.
I won't. Hey, Arnie, I wasn't going to say no.
I'm going to say no. It was probably alive when it was in there, but I'm sure I can conjure a live bird.
Okay.
Here. Eroth, Tela, Karoth, Tela, Halea! Just give me a little bit.
Yep. They could be sleeping. Yeah.
Looks pretty dead.
It's like a refractory period, you know. I need some time to bounce back here.
Okay.
Hit me up later. I'll get a live bird before the end of the show.
Hey, it happens to every wizard.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Oh, actually, Arnie, I feel like we should probably clean up the dead birds because I feel like there's someone special here tonight.
Oh,
I saw a lot of guards out front.
It's true. Oh.
I saw a sort of a rolled red carpet up to the tavern door.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we should probably clean up a little bit, right?
Oh, yes,
wait,
please.
Guys, are you saying it's award season?
In better. It's royal season.
Royal season?
Yes. Oh, I was so fortunate as to graze past the
drunk.
Entrance.
He's drunk.
He's so drunk.
No, the procession as it entered.
You grazed past?
I grazed past, and I looked inside the main carriage, and I saw there none other than King Alphadoronius Exetian III. Alphadoronius Exetian III, also known as King Ron.
Wow.
Alphadaronius Xtian the third.
Sure, we're all going to remember that.
Alphadaronius Xtian.
Yeah.
The third.
And also, as I walked by, I saw King Calliope. I don't know who's the guest. One's a little easier to say.
I already shortened it. Why are we making this a hard thing?
Usador, that's our job.
Fair enough.
To make it harder.
It's probably King Ron. Let me grab these dead birds.
Yeah, let me grab this dead bird.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Here.
No, okay. Put them back in there.
No. Okay, okay, guys. Okay, let's be.
It's been a while since we've had, I don't know if we've ever had a king on. Is there, like, do we have to do a special, like, revelry to bring them out?
I don't think we have that queued up, so no.
Oh. All right, well, okay. I'd be very excited to welcome, please, everyone, a huge royal welcome for this king.
Your Majesty.
Please.
Thank you, Your Majesty. We are honored by your presence.
Yes.
But spake a command, and it shall be done.
Please rise. Oh. You are a friend.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you too, King Ron. Oh. Alphadaronius XT in the third.
You two I did not tell to rise.
Oh. Yes, of course. No, of course.
Yes. Okay. Yes, learn some manners.
Arnie, pay more fealty.
At this age, I can only pay so much fealty.
Oh. I'm really feeling the fealty.
You may rise.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
They know not. They are simpletons. Not well versed in the ways of treating royals as I am, accustomed to the court such as I am. And Arnie here, in the pink shirt you see, he comes from another world.
I'm from another world.
Another world, you say?
Yeah, I'm a little kind of interesting.
Well, normally I wouldn't believe such a tale, but my dear friend here, who I've known for quite a while, who's helped me through some things, you know, there's certain sexual acts that can only happen with shapeshifting.
Sure.
It's true.
Sure.
That's what I've been saying.
Chunt knows. He's a shapeshifter.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, Your Honor.
Oh, great.
Your Majesty.
I'm the only one that's not going to get a fuck a king.
Not with that attitude.
Oh, shit.
So, how would you prefer to be addressed? By your full name, which I'm sure you know?
Alphadaronius XT in the third.
Oh, that's my father's name.
Oh, sure. Oh, the tales I could tell of Alphadaronius XT in the second.
Oh, boy, sounds like a band.
He was a wonderful king. He was a wonderful king, but not as wonderful as you, Ron. Not the Ron the Third, an accessible king, a king beloved by your subjects. All do praise and honor thee and all the great feats you have accomplished. Hear now the praise from within the tavern.
Even
the fish, even the fish love thee.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. King Rong. What the fuck is that? Have you ever seen anything like that in your kingdom?
Oh, we see a lot of things in my kingdom.
Oh, okay.
It's good to see you again.
Oh, no. Ivan's, no. I've insulted one of the king's friends. Or perhaps lovers. King, I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, both.
Oh.
Yeah, why can't friends be lovers?
That's what I say.
Yes, I'm so sorry, King. Tell us about your lover friend.
Oh, don't make it that deep.
Very rude, Chunt. Very rude.
Yes.
Now, King Ron, you are beloved by your people, but you, like you said, you've had many challenges that I've had to help you overcome. Tell Arnie. Arnie does a podcast, which is a boring thing that we send back to Earth. And people listen to it and are entertained? I guess. One woo.
Does not,
you have just proven my point.
mildly entertained.
King Ron, do you
mind?
What
can
I
tell you? Of
do you
course.
Mind? Yeah, if I interview you,
then I will be known in many lands.
Yes, exactly. What is the name of your kingdom, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, of course. Rondonia.
Rondonia. Oh.
A wonderful kingdom.
Yes, beautiful, with milk and honey, and the fish women run free.
Wow. Holy cow, you gotta put that on your flag. Do you have like a herald, a sigil?
That's exactly what's on the flag, yeah.
Really?
Milk and honey and the phrase, fish women run free.
Wow.
After nine.
After nine, after nine, yeah.
That's on the back of the flag.
The back of the flag.
It's one of the few flags you have to flip over.
Yeah, yeah. If you're coming from the south, do you just see the after nine first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how flags work on.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. That was the part that doesn't make sense.
I mean,
also Arnie, if you're coming from the south, congratulations, buddy. It must be your birthday.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, Ron, just in general, I'm sorry.
But, we all are.
Yeah, but okay, I have another question. Tell me, so what is your philosophy as a ruler? It's got to be a lot of pressure being a king.
It can be, you know? A lot of people to look after, a lot of people like, oh, eat the rich, and you're like, oh, I'm rich, you know? So that makes it difficult. Yeah. A lot of internal strife, a lot of family sleeping with each other.
Oh.
And that can get messy.
Yeah.
Family reunions are weird.
Yeah.
So, and then wars, famines, and then just your general lack of food. Why is this funny
I'm
to
so
you?
Sorry. I'm so sorry to laugh.
These are my...
I'm so sorry. I'm
these
so
are
sorry.
My people.
I know. I'm so sorry. So, just to review.
Yeah.
These are the challenges in your kingdom in order.
From most important to least.
Yeah, from most important to least. First is worrying that they're going to eat you.
Yes. Yes.
Your subjects.
Every day
second,
I worry.
Second, families fucking each other.
Two.
Yes.
And then third, war and famine.
Three. Four.
Yeah. That's tough. That is tough.
It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
And King Ron, I got to say, King Ron, how are you handling all this strife? Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
You know, I've had better days.
Yeah.
Oh.
Things can be rough when you're a king. Sometimes you just want to get away from it all.
Yeah.
Meet some new friends.
Oh. Yeah. Do you ever dress up as like, a pauper, a peasant, and go into town and have fun just as a normal person?
No.
I mean, they'd recognize you right away, I think.
That, and also, that sounds horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's beloved, but if you show up on their level, they're going to tear you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a little bit of distance. It's part of being a king. You don't want them. You want them to like being near you but not touch you.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. What kind of king was your father?
Oh, what type of king? He was a wonderful king.
Oh.
He was a wise king. Mm-hmm. Shitty dad.
Too committed to his work.
Yeah, loved his work. Always liked the kingdom, and never about me. My full name.
Alpha Doronius, XT in the third.
Yes.
He shouldn't have to say it.
I never say it.
You're so powerful, you can farm out the saying of your full name.
Yes. Whenever I want to, I just what I do. I go, hi, it's nice to meet you. I am my
Alpha Delronius XT in the third.
Wow.
Someone will say it.
Yeah.
Now, it's very rude when you think about it that your father insisted that you take his name. If you could pick any name for yourself, would you pick a different one?
Yeah.
Please, tell us, Alpha Delronius XT, and what name would you pick?
No one's ever asked before.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, you're in the right place because this show is 75% names.
And the other 25% is questions. So,
yeah.
I just want to be like maybe Tony or Samantha.
Tony!
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
Tony seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. Like Tony. Do you want it to just Tony to
just
be
Tony.
Just Tony.
Yeah.
Do you want to be like Tony Maselli?
No. No, I mean, that's too much pressure. That's back to being responsibility.
Yeah.
You don't, a guy just Tony, you're like, no responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody wants to eat a Tony, right? People want to eat King Ron.
Yes.
A Tony, right? Yeah.
Well, Tony, now that your new sobriquet is Tony, as you have said, let me now honor you with a new friend.
Just as good as always, old friend.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Of course, Your Majesty. My pleasure.
Oh, he's used to Usador's bullshit.
I guess so.
But also,
phew!
Also, John, if that's how you impress a king, I also now have a dead, bird in my pocket.
Yeah, let's gain favor. I have one too here.
Tony!
Tony!
Look at this! Dead bird!
No! Delightful!
Wow. John, I have a new theory. Kings are basically just cats.
Do you happen to have any milk?
Oh, milk.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know why I said yeah.
I could. I have nipples under
your
stomach.
Yeah. Badger. Okay. Is badger milk all right?
Yeah.
Okay. I've fallen for this before.
I have one nipple.
All right. All right. Okay. All right. I'll go make some wizard milk.
Oh, no.
It's a long process.
Yeah.
He lays an egg. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, God.
He looks like a drunk girl coming from a party.
Of all the weeks for this to be a visual medium.
Foon moon, Ernie. Foon moon.
Foon moon. Oh.
Whew. Oof. Oh, you weren't making it for Tony. No.
That was just for me.
Yeah. It's sort of like, I'm going to go make water.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go make wizard milk.
Oh, that's a new T-shirt.
Oh, and I'm getting a psychic. We've sold 2 total.
Oh.
Yeah, I just got a vision. In 1 year, we sold 2. Wow.
Yeah, and it'll stay there.
Stay there.
So, King Tony.
Yes?
What else do you like?
Oh, is this a bad date now?
Oh, no. This is a great date. I'm going to be honest with you. I am a good interviewer for about 5 questions.
Can I ask you some questions?
Oh, please
do.
Of course.
Questions
finally.
From the king?
Did
finally.
You not know I was going to be here?
I didn't know.
You must not have. I don't understand. I'm not used to seating with no back support.
I know. It's tough.
It's very tough. For a man of your heft?
I know. Exactly.
You see, Ani, here in Foon, kings tend to sit on thrones, which are very big chairs with big backs. And sometimes they're made out of skeletons, and sometimes they're made out of swords, and sometimes they're made out of gold, and sometimes they're made out of birds!
Hey!
Uh-oh. Oh, he's going to bat it around. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wonderful.
Arnie, I don't know if we should give him scritches.
I don't.
Your Honor, doth the king require scritches?
Sure.
Oh, boy. Where do you scritch a king?
Wherever he wants.
Maybe I'll just give a little shoulder scritch here. Yeah, that's a good king.
Oh, yeah. Get on it, man.
Ani, this is why I'll never give up on royalty.
Sure.
Because it makes sense. It's a good system of government.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's doing the things they need to be doing, and nothing is weird.
Yeah.
Oh, and look at that. He ruined the furniture. He scratched up the chair.
Yeah. Oh. And do not, you know that box back there? There's a giant king turd in that thing. Somehow I thought that was going to kill.
Moon, moon, Arnie.
Moon, moon.
Why did we get a big sandbox and just leave it unopened here in the back of the tavern?
I don't know. Oh, shit. Stand in front of the king. Stand in front of the king.
Sure.
Momo's coming. Momo's coming. Momo's coming. Momo's coming.
Hey.
Oh.
All right.
Tony,
hey,
this...
Hey, if it isn't my work, wives.
Hey, is that how you think of us?
Of course.
Hey, Momo the mouse, you're a mouse. Big mouse, big mouse.
There's a cat energy in here.
Oh.
Is it the king?
There's a king
it's
here.
A king.
Him and I have a real Tom and Jerry thing happening. Hello.
Oh, hello, Momo.
Hello, Ron. Good to see you. How do you do, royalty? Don't eat me.
Oh, don't
Thank
be
you.
Shy. Come closer.
My friends! Maureen! Toby! Chunt! Okay, this is a bad day so far. Momo was a late add to this. Momo got asked on Thursday.
That's not true.
Thursday afternoon. And I had thrown away my mouse costume in 2019.
Now, Momo, why would you as a mouse need a mouse costume?
Yeah.
This is a thing I've always wondered, why you wear that mouse costume around.
Momo, you need to have better self-esteem.
Yeah. Stop throwing yourself
Since
away.
Since when? You know Carol Burnett when she was on that talk show and then she had a wig of her hair on top of her hair for the laugh?
No.
Who on who?
Doesn't matter.
See? Aerodynamic.
So how are you celebrating the Foon Moon, gentlemen?
We were throwing dead birds for a minute.
I can see this.
Yeah. Then we have royalty on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
And what the fuck is this? And that's about it.
Great. Momo is going to chime in once every 7 minutes with a little Momo flavor, as you were.
I guess I wasn't familiar that you celebrate a Foon Moon. We were just using it as an excuse, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Well,
how do you like to celebrate the Foon Moon?
Purge.
just go nuts and commit all the crimes you ever wanted?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, did you do any today?
A couple.
Any good ones?
Wait till you get back to your apartment.
Aw.
You live in an apartment, Isidore?
What?
He rents.
Buddy,
yes,
are you okay?
I'm sorry.
I didn't want to tell you.
I didn't want to talk about it, but I got kicked out of my most recent hovel, and now I'm living in an apartment. There's a band living upstairs. I can't get a moment's sleep. All they do is play that damn lute day and night.
Do you have a bed frame? Tell me it's not a mattress on the floor, buddy.
I don't have a mattress on the floor. I float in the middle of the room.
With now, no top sheet.
Also, for anyone here that lives in an apartment, keep in mind, he got kicked out of his hovel. And has to live in an apartment.
Tony, tell us about your palace, I assume.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful palace.
What kind of treasure do you have?
Oh, why?
Oh, shit, he's
Wink.
On to me.
Don't ever ask a king about their treasure.
Okay. Be, oh.
That's the first thing you want to know?
What kind of furniture do you have?
Well, you know, entertaining bed, sleeping bed, eating bed. Just, I'm way too upright for normal right now.
Sure.
Big sandbox, balls of yarn, just a lot of normal things that kings would have.
An eating bed.
Mm-hmm.
I've never wanted to be something more in my life. I want to be a king now.
Yeah, balls of yarn, are you sure? Going to be hard to sit down.
Well, maybe if you have so many beds, maybe there's one you just want to leave outside for a friend to take.
Usador, what happened? Are you not in the apartment anymore? Did you get kicked out of that too?
No, I just said I'm floating in the middle of a room. You think that's a wizard thing? I don't have a bed.
What is it like to sleep floating? Like, there's no support.
Do you float on your side?
It's like...
Are you a side floater?
Yeah, I tend to float on my side. Huh. It's sort of like if you were... imagine you were floating in the ocean.
Sure.
And at any moment you could fall.
In the ocean?
Yeah. And it would hurt when you hit the ground because the ocean's only about 6 inches high.
So are you saying you can float while you're awake?
Uh-huh.
Then you float in the middle of the room.
Right. I fall asleep. I'm floating. I start to fall asleep. And as soon as I fall asleep, I fall to the ground and wake up. Over and over again all night for 8 straight hours.
I mean, it sounds like a pretty good metaphor for sleep apnea.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, do we have a new sponsor?
Yes, we do. Today's episode is brought to you by sleep apnea.
No catchphrase?
What was it?
They have no catchphrase or slogan?
Hashtag snore.
Glad I asked. Thank you.
Yeah. And that was the must read part. So
yeah.
Call to action,
yeah.
If you will.
Yeah. Yeah. Good work.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
now, King Ron, you were telling us about your beautiful palace and all the accoutrements there. I'm sorry I distracted us with all this talk of not having a bed and being a poor wizard just working. Working day and night tirelessly to defend Foon from all the forces of evil. Yea, I have no time to amass wealth. I must set aside all, donate all to the weak and the poor to ensure that goodness and righteousness do reign for all time. But you have a nice set of beds, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds, I mean, that sounds like a lot, but...
I've been told that I sound like a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot.
But for me, yeah, it's mostly a lot of sleeping, so I need a lot of beds.
Sure.
It's part of the job of being a king. You have to be well rested to live for a long time so that you can be there.
Well, it's important that you're there. You provide a consistency to the people. They know that the king is there, even though they toil and their lives are meaningless, and they'll never accomplish a goddamn thing.
I hear that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You could be royalty.
All right.
Sorry to make this about Momo, but I just noticed that my ex is in the audience tonight.
Oh.
Hello, Mayor Manana.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Unbelievable. It's good to see you. You're looking well.
Oh, he's with another mouse.
Oh, whoa. My God. Oh. Are you serious?
Oh, shit.
Are you serious? Oh, my God. Okay, no, that's good. No,
oh,
it's
shit.
Cool.
Oh, shit. Fuck you.
That's insane. That's insane. We broke up like 3 years ago.
You see,
Four? Oh, my God.
You see, Tony, Momo here, the mouse, used to date a banana man named Manana, who ran for mayor of our old town and became the mayor.
And that's the most normal lore of this show.
It's true.
A tale as old as time.
Sure.
Do you have a paramour? Someone that you love? Someone who's churned your eye? A future queen, perhaps?
Oh, of course. There's many that catch a king's eye.
Oh.
Of course, there are those with regular heads, with fish heads. With...
Did you say regular heads with the fish heads?
He said with regular heads or fish heads.
Slash fish heads.
I'm so sorry.
Which I'm sorry is not diminutive to you. Your head is regular for a person with a fish head.
But for here, it's very freaky.
I honestly, yes.
But I'm open to, you know, wenches and women of all nature who know how to treat a king.
Okay, a romantic.
Yes!
What, is there any pressure as the king to have a sire? Like to have a child to eventually take your place and all your treasure?
No, that's, you. That seems more like competition. You know, I know how I was with my dad. Every day I'd wake up just waiting for him to die.
Huh. Oh, because you mentioned wise king, shitty father.
Yes. And also I was slightly evil.
Well, sure. I didn't know that. You were. What constitutes slightly evil?
Well, you know, you grow up wealth, no consequences, no issues. I just kind of was like, murder, no big deal.
Sure.
He's tried to kill Momo like 80 times.
Yes.
He tried to kill me today. What do you mean he's evil? You guys are like, what? Evil?
Yeah.
He tried to
also,
kill your
friend. In retrospect, when he tried to murder you, we did like nothing.
Momo remembers. Momo never forgets. Manana.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Unbelievable. I'm serious this time, guys. I'm never dating a banana again. And I'm actually serious this time.
So,
how many bananas have you dated?
Right.
Like, a lot.
What? Why?
Green bananas, yellow bananas, banana bread.
Why?
Oh, Momo.
Wow.
Banana bread is famously when a banana goes bad.
I know, and I know that. I know that now.
So you don't discriminate by age.
No, do you? No,
well, green banana, never mind.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's fine. I'll date other fruit. I'll be happy. I'll be fine.
So, King, she's probably going to cry for a while. You're a little bit evil. Again, if this is too personal of a question.
No, I'm open with it.
Did you kill your dad?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Now, I know I'm famously on record as being anti-evil, but...
I like where this is going.
There is an exception that I will make, and that's for royalty that are slightly evil. Because I respect the royal lineage, I respect that you murdered your father, the beloved Alphadaranius XTN II, to become Alphadaranius XTN III.
Tony.
Because that is how royalty works. And it's a good system, and we should keep it forever. Not a waste of money at all.
You're so wise.
Oh, thank you.
So it's like, hi, I'm King. I come from a long line of dad killers.
Yeah, I mean, not always. Sometimes, you know, your father, if you're a prince... Sometimes your father gets slain in battle, and other times your father dies of old age while you're off in a foreign land trying to woo a prince or a princess to be your co-king or queen. And
accidental poisonings.
Accidental poisonings happen all the time in the
accidental
castle.
Accidental poisoning.
Oh, yeah. So, a lot of stuff is poison.
Mm-hmm. How did you kill your dad?
I didn't think you were going to ask that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That just felt like a natural follow-up question. You seem so happy to tell me that you had killed him. I didn't realize that there were aspects of that story that might be off balance.
I'll tell you.
Okay, thank you.
It was on purpose poisoning.
Ah! Yeah. Arnie, the only other type of poisoning.
I know.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
Wow. In the ear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do people keep poisoning people in the ear?
It's funny. Mm-hmm. In the mouth is like, meh. But yeah. In the ear is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Right?
And in the belly button is just too humiliating.
Yeah. It takes a while. It takes a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
Poison? Did he have any last words? Did he scream? Did he notice it was you?
That's an intimate question. Is this a date?
Thank you, Momo.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh, wait. It's a date.
All right.
Did your father scream when you killed him? And
I'm
going to
start you off.
Color?
I'm so sorry to interrupt. I'm going to start you off with some waters. Is there anything else I can get for you?
Can we get a plate of sardines?
Oh, you're just ordering for me?
Yes.
Well, actually, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, oh, okay. Now, okay. Thank you. What a gentleman. just sparkling water for me to start.
Great. For you?
Just tap water.
Great. Yeah. He comes in here all the time with different animals. He had sex with an oyster like 2 days ago. Be right back.
Sorry about that. That's the manager, the general manager. I hate this guy.
I hope that everything's going well over here so far. I was hoping I could interest you in a bird.
Oh, I'll grab that.
Momo.
Uh-huh.
What's
up?
What did they order?
I don't know. I didn't write it down.
This is playful. This is a good date so far.
Oh, he's bored. What else? Arnie, what else? On Earth?
I don't know. I'm sitting here trying to think what my role is in this restaurant.
Chunt, keep asking questions. Take an interest in the king. You may have a chance to become a queen.
Oh, yes. So, Captain Ron. King Ron.
Careful.
King Ron, when your dad died, scale of 1 to 10.
That's a classic date question. It's like, how many siblings do you have? Yeah,
quite frankly, I'm sick of answering this question.
Of course. Arnie, on Earth, what do you do to woo? You're always talking about Earth girls are easy. Yeah. How do you woo a woman?
Arnie is always talking about that.
Yes. You know, just compliment him. Try complimenting him as a king.
I love your dead dad. Also, I know a word that rhymes with duck.
Continue.
Cuck. I like to watch.
Momo.
Yes?
Momo. I have a new theory.
Okay, what is it, Arnie?
I don't think Chun has ever really had sex.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Is the duck the symbol of your kingdom?
No, it is milk and honey, and milk then that the women with fish heads run free after nine.
After nine. After nine's on the back.
After nine's on the back.
AM or PM?
It's open.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
What else? Oh, do you want to know the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean? I've never had a garbanzo bean in my mouth.
What are you doing?
What? I've had a chickpea in my mouth. I've had a chick pee in my mouth. I've had a chick pee in my mouth.
We get it!
Sure. You know, Momo, I have a new realization.
What's up?
About this whole show. It's hard to sit there, but in its own way, it's hard to sit here watching what's happening there.
Momo, come
here.
Sure. You know what? I just remembered I'm sick, so you got this.
I've had a garbanzo bean in my mouth. I don't get it.
Oh, they're laughing. Momo must have said something funny.
So has a banana ever broken your heart before? Oh,
who hasn't been there, Momo?
Oh, that's really sweet. So, you make me nervous. Momo's never, hasn't been on a date in 4 years. You said four? 4 years? And I guess we weren't really dating there at the end, were we?
Okay, okay.
We were
okay,
kind of ignoring okay, each other.
All right, all right.
We wanted to take me out to dinner.
All right.
Usador, Usador, you take the hot seat, hot seat, hot seat. Hot seat.
Also, where are the waiters around here? My God, terrible service.
Hi, I've been upgraded to waiter.
Hi, nope. And I've been shadowing him.
Okay.
You took too long. No, come back. Come here.
Okay, hi. Would you like to hear about our specials?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, shit.
Fuck,
shit, fuck.
What do you want the special to
just,
be?
Just say something with truffle on it.
We have something with truffle on it.
Ooh.
We also have truffle.
And we have stuff without truffle.
Yes.
So those are your options.
We have accidental poison and intentional poison.
Ooh.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a prefixed menu. Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to order for you because that would be rude. So, please, what would you like?
I'll go with truffle.
With truffle. Very good. Very good choice. Very good choice.
Okay.
Very good choice. And what do you want?
I'll have, what do I want? What do I want? What do I want? I'll have.
We also have hot tamales.
And I would like that, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
All right.
Very good.
One of us will remember that.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
My water hasn't been refilled in quite a while.
This isn't my station.
Ooh. All right.
I realize what's going wrong with all of our dates. Nobody's playing the table.
Oh, this is suddenly much nicer.
So, what else?
You know one thing? I like how you slap those commoners around.
Thank you. I thought you might like that. You're making this so hard for yourself.
I hurt my feet. Oh, no.
We will both get hurt if you fall. We will both get hurt.
For those listening at home.
Bring the food.
Oh, wow,
here's
excellent.
Some food. Oh, I should put a matchstick under this one of these legs that wobbles.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry, this table is exhausted.
Oh, it's walking away. What a sad looking skunk. Yes.
Here is your with truffle.
You.
And here is your tamales.
My favorite.
And I've got to say, I'm impressed that I remembered both of those things. Nope, not you.
Usador, I'm getting nervous. I'm getting flustered. Can you tap in for me?
Sure, no problem. Happy to do it. Your Majesty, thank you for allowing me to spend a part of the evening with you. I think your eyes are so beautiful, so deep and brown and lovely, and such a but it's such a beautiful twinkle to them that I can't help but be enraptured by your smiling face.
Fuck, he's crushing
it. Usador is the king. Good to see Nat Cubbin. Holy shit, I'm wooed.
Wow.
Your Majesty, tell me, in depth, exactly how your tax plan works.
Well, basically, I kind of collect a lot of money from people. It's never really a percentage. It's kind of like, what do you got?
What do you got? We'll take whatever you got. That's us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for me.
Okay.
And then we keep it.
Okay.
And then...
Perfect. Do you see why this is the perfect system of government?
I will say I appreciate that there's no math involved in that process.
Math muddles things up.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's very true. Math does muddle things up. That's why I believe in the power of magic. Because while there are some potions, and yes, I shall do some calculations, I find it more important to feel in mine heart, and to feel in mine soul, that I can create life out of nothing. and ensure that there is a living bird.
Sheila, no! Okay. All these birds were my friends. We're in a book club together, and now they're all dead.
Momo, what was the last book that you read with all these birds?
The Da Vinci Code.
Oh. Well, we know what killed them. Wait, there's one. There's one. Okay. King, please, be seated. You, sir, get up. There's one final... Oh, there's one final chance.
Wait, why did I move if he's leaving?
Send the king. To send the king. Do you mind?
Chuck ran into the part of the tavern that's not our table.
We have one final. King, would you come here? And you can just kind of hang. Just kind of hang. King, this is my friend. Is Fishhead rude? No. Ah!
Ah! This is not a real fish head.
Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck?
You trying to set me
that
up?
That fish took its head off.
Yeah. Arnie.
Foon Moon.
Foon Moon.
Foon Moon.
Oh, right. It's a Foon Moon.
A werefish.
Oh, if we had known, we wouldn't have been scared. I see.
Well, now we're aware.
Oh, Chunt, are you getting an email?
I was looking at porn, but I can look at emails.
What?
Huh?
Anything good?
Oh, yeah. Someone's shucking an oyster. Let's see here.
That's not how you spell shucking.
Where are...
Arnie, I liked that joke. That was good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I really loved it.
I did too. I want you
okay,
to say that.
Here's an email from Ruby. Ruby says, who are Tom and Jerry and Foon? Now, Momo, earlier you said you and the king had a Tom and Jerry type relationship.
Oh, yes. They are a cat and mouse who chase each other. Mm-hmm. I got asked on Thursday. I don't have anything prepared.
No, why is there more explanation needed?
Yes, Momo is, you are one of our favorite friends in this whole world.
That cannot
and
be true.
And yes, we invited you here on Thursday, and yes, we had a conversation that was, should we have Momo? And then the response was,
To be fair, I said, should we have Momo? Arnie said, meh.
I didn't say meh. I said, yeah, ?
If it makes you feel any better, I said, yeah.
Yeah.
When I got asked.
If you ask me, that's a wonderful level of friendship.
Yeah.
A kind of like, yeah.
I'm going to be there anyway. Why not?
I believe after Arnie said, yeah, what I said was, Momo is a valuable asset to the show. And of course, we would be blessed to have her presence there. But at that point, they had walked away.
Yes, and that makes sense.
That's true.
And King Ron, I don't know why you're here. You're way too talented for this show. Here we have an email from Daniel. Daniel says, help, advice. Hello, everyone. I'm a dog groomer. I'm a dog groomer and have recently been singing Hey Sexy Dog at work. Some of my coworkers overheard me, and instead of asking why I'm singing this to dogs,
You were fired.
Well, they go on to say I had to go to HR. I have a meeting with them Monday. What should I say?
Play the episode where Hey Sexy Dog comes from.
Yeah. Yeah, play them the episode.
Just say I'm singing a song.
Yeah.
Well, if you're about to get fired, don't play Hello from the Magic Tavern at work.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'd say better not play it at work ever.
How many people who listen to this podcast
got fired
are willing to go to the HR where they work and share Hello from the Magic Tavern? Just to see what happens. Okay.
All the self-employed people clapping. Yeah.
If you're going to lose your job, just yell blood farts.
Yeah.
King, yes. you like fish heads, you like non-fish heads. Mm-hmm. Do the citizens of your kingdom ever get upset that you're laying with animals?
Yes.
Does royalty have an HR? Is there some sort of...
I mean, they find most things I do morally corrupt. But
yeah.
So kind of me laying with different... that's kind of the least of their worries.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. And as a reminder, he taxes them all of their money, so they have no legal recourse. They can't hire a lawyer.
Yeah.
And the lawyers are all people with fish heads in his kingdom anyway.
Yeah.
But he's upfront about it, so it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
cool. Make he doesn't cool. lie about it.
Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome.
This is the point in the show where I ask my patented question, what's next? What
famous.
What do you... You know, you've come to this tavern and you've given us some of your time, which I appreciate. What does the rest of an evening look like for a king?
Oh, just ruling and relaxing.
Oh.
Probably a little debauchery thrown in there.
Debauchery?
I wasn't going to say it, but always a little bit of debauchery.
You know, yeah, just get it, mix it up, get messy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Pillaging.
Oh, you like to pillage?
Mm-hmm.
You do your own pillaging?
I do a little bit. I still get my hands dirty.
King, do you mind? I just want to have a quick convo with my co-host here. Usador, giant.
What?
Okay, Momo's not a part of this. Momo sees
this
how
isn't
it
a
is.
Confab for Thursdays.
This is not my station. Look, I'm loving this king, even though he's evil.
Uh-huh.
He says that he does his own pillaging.
Right.
He was really nervous when I brought up treasure.
Yeah.
Is it possible we are mid-pillage right now?
Oh, no.
He's going to take our treasure?
He's going to take our treasure. Or at least all our dead birds.
Shit. Well, in just a moment.
Hold on.
One, two. No, I think there was four.
At least just as long as he doesn't get the one.
And
that's...
Momo, too.
Oh, wait.
Momo is equal part of this.
We were just about to sing, right, guys?
Why set yourself up for that?
What? I don't know. I don't know why he does it.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum.
All right, Momo's going to go back to her chair. Never mind.
It worked. Okay. Let's...
No, I like where this is going. Will you sing me a song?
Oh, shit. Now he's going to demand it.
He's a king. He can demand whatever he wants.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Chunt can kind of sing.
Aw.
I also think Momo can sing. I feel like those two should sing.
What the fuck was that?
A bird just fell out of the mic stand.
A bird just read the Da Vinci Code is what happened. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh my God, I should have said To Kill a Mockingbird. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
No, Momo, no.
That's our show. That's our show.
I truly think I should go. No, I should go.
That's our show.
So shouting, "That's our show," seems to make it stop. That might come in handy in the future. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by AI. No, wait, then the performance would be consistent. Was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. King Ron, aka Tony, was played by special guest Ron Funches. Visit Ron's website, ronfunches.com, to see his stand-up schedule, links to his podcast, his Twitch channel, upcoming movies, and more. Momo the Mouse was played by Aaron Keith. Special thanks to Janet Varney and everyone at San Francisco Sketchfest and the Brava Theater. As I mentioned earlier, the full video live stream of the show is available to Patreon subscribers at patreon.com/magictavern. Would you like to see Usador pull dead birds out of his sleeve? Now there's a value add. Speaking of the Patreon, Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, meaning all major producing entities know enough to keep a safe distance, and were made possible by all the thousands of little ant-like supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Think I won't rattle off some randomly chosen names of our supporters? Don't threaten me with a good time. We've got Connor Alfonso, Salty Bog Witch, distant and even more troubling cousin of Salty Sandwich, Lawrence of Martinez, Bentley, Ashutosh, Ricky Anderson, Jacob Stewart, Steve Williams, Chuff, Raymond, Kyle McCullough, Jason Berg, Max Kanat Alexander, Tom Gibbs, DJ Lawhead, Leslie Gettinger, David the PhD student, I'll take it you're not getting a PhD in specifics, Grim French, sworn nemesis of upbeat Spanish, Kyle Corbet, Robert J., and Ethan J. Two J's, no waiting, infinite possibilities. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode, where Arnie, Usador, and Chunt talk about the winners and losers of this year's March Magic vote.
Yeah, I put a note on Arnie, more of a tattoo, that says, Harry Whodunit. Who's this though? Why can't we remember anything about Harry Whodunit?
Is that magic?
Maybe that's the magic of his name.
Maybe that's the magic.
Huh. I've committed a crime, and now everyone's forgotten me.
Yeah, some sort of temporal spell?
Okay, so I want to say quickly,
in the comments, Katrina wrote, what that arm do, though?
That's an excellent question.
I mean, from what I remember about Tada, it mostly holds its girlfriend's arm, I think.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, Chunt, that is very true. But when Charlene has to go to work, that arm is free to...
We all know what that
cast,
means, don't we, gentlemen? Arnie, hold on, let him finish.
What I'm saying is,
when your girlfriend goes to
magic,
work, your hand is free. Anytime I've had a partner, as soon as they leave the house, as soon as the door, I hear that click of the door and the wood slamming shut, I think, I got an arm free.
What'd you think of that collection of sounds? Listenable, right? To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.